The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. This is another episode. So today I'm going to talk about something I feel is very important. It's called the principle of the path. Now, what is the principle of the path? Now, I got it from a book by Anlie Stanley. And it inspired me for this episode of the podcast because I think this is a very, very important thing. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 5, verse 32, it says, "Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left." See, he was commanding us to walk the path. We're supposed to walk straight, not to the left, not to the right, but straight. The goal, therefore, is to know what the path that we are walking on, because the principle of the path is that we are all walking on a path. Is it a path to destruction, path to faithfulness, path to success, a path to failure? It doesn't matter. We're all walking a path to somewhere, a path to a great marriage, a path to a bad marriage. I don't know. There's literally, we're all walking on a path, and basically, in this case, the path means the actions that we're taking, the habits that we have. There's a culmination of those habits and those actions that we have. If we continue then, if we do the same thing we're doing right now, we're going to have a result in 5 years. We're going to have a result in 1 year. We're going to have a result in 6 months that comes from walking down that path. I think it's important that we realize that we're all walking on a path. The goal, therefore, is to be sure of the path that we are walking. If I want to have a successful business, but I don't take care of my customers, I don't do what I say I will, I don't even go out there and do any marketing, I'm walking down a path of inevitable failure. I claim that I'm losing weight, yet I'm eating Snickers bar every day. And I am drinking Coke, and I'm drinking lots of beer, and I don't know, it doesn't matter. Point is that I am not walking down a path to lose weight. I'm definitely walking down a path to either gain weight, or at least sure not lose any. And so I think it's important that we realize that our daily actions, our thoughts, are taking us down a certain direction. Like, the beauty of a principle, it doesn't matter who wrote it. I definitely don't agree with everything Andy Stanley says. But guess what? I do know that the principle of the path is absolutely true. Whether he says it or not, that is truth. In the Bible, David was walking a path of faithfulness. You know, God called David a man after his own heart. Now, why did he call him a man after his own heart? Because David was walking a path of complete and total faithfulness with his whole heart, with a passion. And God loves that. Now, we can look at the other side of the coin. Judas is a perfect example of somebody who was walking a path of destruction. It even says that Judas carried the bag and that he was a thief and he stole what was in the bag. So he was carrying the money bag for Jesus and the disciples. And he stole money out of that pouch once in a while. And so he was walking a path of destruction because his greed and his lust. He was coveting things that were not his. And so he was walking a path of destruction, and let's see where that led him. See, that path led him to destruction. He went to the stake that he basically sold his soul for 30 pieces of silver. I mean, just look at it. Like, he was walking down a very destructive path. So if you look at your own life, and you look at where you're going, and I'm talking to myself here, because there's many times in my life where I'm going down a certain direction and I find myself, I can feel myself going the wrong direction. Now, the goal is immediately when I feel myself doing that, when I feel myself going in the wrong direction, that I correct that path. A good friend of mine, Rod Levison, he likes to say, "Thou shalt not kid thyself." Why does he say that? We need to stop kidding around. We need to stop trying to fool ourselves, you know? We are the worst people for consistently getting ourselves to believe something that is not true. I can say all that I want that I'm walking down a road to success, but if my habits say otherwise, am I actually walking down a road to failure? No, I am walking down a road of fantasy. I am trying to tell myself an untruth, and untruth is a sure road to folly. It just is. So I think that if we examine the road that we're on, if we examine the path that we're on in our business, in our life, look at your business right now and say, where do my current business practices take me? Look at your own personal life. Where do these habits take me? Are they helping me be healthy? Are they helping me have good habits? Are they helping me to have a great mindset? Or is it taking me down a different path? So I think the principle of the path is very important. So the question then is, do you like where your path is going? Because if it ain't, it is time to design and plan a new path. So with that, I hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next time.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.